Washington lawmakers recently rushed into special session to pass $8.7 billion in aerospace tax breaks, the aim to land Boeing's next-generation 777 airplane. But how much does Boeing, or any other major company in Washington, pay in taxes? That's actually a closely guarded secret. Now one state lawmaker wants to change that, and a hearing is scheduled for this Friday. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
I'm standing outside a Boeing facility in South Seattle. This is a company that you can look up online and find out how much its quarterly profits are, what its stock price is, what sort of dividend it's paying to its shareholders. But one data point you cannot find is how much this company pays in Washington state taxes.
We don't disclose that information.
Beverly Critchfield is a spokesperson for Washington's Department of Revenue. She says taxpayer information is protected by Washington law. Even when a company like Boeing is asking for a multi-year, multi-billion dollar tax benefit.
That is correct.
Of course, companies can always waive confidentiality. I asked Boeing to release its state taxes for the past 3 years. The answer back was no. No also to an interview on this subject. I got the same answer for Microsoft. Confidential taxpayer information is available to the governor and a few other elected officials. Democratic State Representative Reuven Carlisle is one of them. That's because he chairs the House Committee in Charge of Taxation. When I asked him how much Boeing pays in taxes,
under state statute, I am prohibited from answering that question.
Carlisle doesn't much like having this proverbial piece of tape placed over his mouth.
We don't want to be punitive for companies. We don't want to be reckless or irresponsible.
But Carlisle believes lawmakers and the public deserve to know how much a company like Boeing pays in state taxes, especially if that company comes to the legislature asking for special consideration in the tax code. Now, Washington's certainly not alone in guarding corporate tax information. Oregon and Idaho do the same. But in Wisconsin, anyone can fill out a form and request a company's, even an individual's, net tax information.
I think there needs to be really a level of caution with releasing specific company information.
Amber Carter is a tax expert at the Association of Washington Business, whose members include Boeing. She argues if tax incentives are crafted on the front end to ensure a return on investment, then how much a company pays in overall taxes becomes irrelevant.
We are very supportive of having data available to demonstrate the benefit of tax incentives. What we want to make sure, though, is that the confidentiality and trade secrets of those companies are protected.
But Richard Pomp doesn't buy the competition argument. He's a law professor at the University of Connecticut and an expert on local taxation.
When you're a publicly held corporation receiving billions in tax expenditures, you have no right to privacy at that point.
Pomp notes that publicly traded companies already release reams of financial information to comply with federal regulations. So what's the motivation behind releasing a company's tax bottom line? Pomp is blunt.
You've got to put some names on it to get the public engaged the way it would if they learned that Boeing pays less taxes than they do.
Of course, we don't know what Boeing's effective state tax rate is. Tax Committee Chair Reuven Carlisle plans to introduce corporate tax transparency legislation this January. As for those aerospace tax incentives just extended by the Washington legislature, we do know Boeing would be getting more than half off its bill for those particular taxes. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.